just a few minutes, you'll get a chance to light the candles you've been holding for throughout the evening. I'd like to offer a few thoughts of my own on the words we heard from Bob and on the song you just sang. One of the more insightful statements I believe I've heard when it comes to reading and deriving meaning from much of the Bible comes from my oft-quoted UU ministerial friend and colleague, Reverend Forrest Church, where in referring to the Bible, he once said, "As for its stories, like every story, their truth depends upon their listeners." Hear that again. As for the Bible's stories, like every story, their truth depends upon their listeners. And we are listeners this evening. This is how I come to many of the biblical stories, including the one we have just heard in spoken word and song. I look for the truths that may be found in the minds and the lives of those of us who listen to the story, more so than the legendary account itself. Indeed, even more than the birth of a child, what I like to celebrate on Christmas Eve is the birth of a story. The truths the story contains are found in me and in you as listeners, even more so than the events it purports to describe. It is a story, if we have ears to hear and minds to understand, it just may tell us a bit about who we are and what we most need in this joyous and painful world in which we live. Actually, the story was hardly a brand spanking new one, even the first time it was told. As I pointed out last Sunday, in the Greco-Roman world where the stories of Jesus were first told, there was nothing especially unusual about the union of a god and a human being to produce an ordinary, extraordinary individual who embodied certain godlike qualities. The Egyptian, Greek, and Roman gods and goddesses joined with mortals quite frequently to produce extraordinary mortals. So for the first century church to hold that Jesus was the result of a union of God and a young woman was quite consistent, really, with the worldview of that day. Of course, the way the universe worked in the minds of first century people in the Middle East, it's not how it works in the minds of 21st century Westerners. But if we treat this story as a legend that tells us about ourselves, then we get past its literal content and we still appreciate the poetry of it, the poetry I never tire of hearing. For what I see in the stories of the birth of Jesus is a depiction of the fragility and the vulnerability of being human on the one hand and an assurance of the power of the human spirit on the other. Think of all that's contained in that image of the infant Jesus. A homeless baby in a makeshift shelter, probably scared, maybe hungry, needing nurture and care. On some visceral ill level, this image of a frightened and vulnerable infant can put us in touch with some of our own vulnerabilities, some of our own neediness, some of our own loneliness. We've all been there, one time or another. Perhaps it helps to have a story to remind us that we have been there. Maybe that's why we as human beings have given birth to this one. Various others like it. But the hinge upon which this story turns is that this same needy and vulnerable and seemingly helpless little bit of humanity just happens to possess the very qualities that will save humanity. And don't we need to know that too? When we sometimes look at ourselves and the world in which we are given to live our lives, which is the only world we have, and we wonder, what possible difference can I make? What can I possibly offer that will bring some greater measure of peace and justice and compassion and healing to a world so desperately in need of these things? The promise of the Jesus story is that, however helpless and small we may feel at times, we possess within ourselves the very qualities that can, if not save the world, at least move its salvation a few more degrees in the right direction. Still another piece of the story is that this same helpless baby embodies the hope and the promise and the possibility we see in each newborn. He carries within himself the spark of the divine that Ralph Waldo Emerson would later maintain we all possess. And so the birth of a Christ is not a once and for all event that took place in some mythical past. It is a human event instead. It is an event that happens when we, each one of us, wake up, as the Buddha would put it, to the sacred or holy divine dimension of life that lives in all of us. For those of us who have been part of the Unitarian Universalist community over the years, the words on this subject by the late Reverend Sophia Foss rings true. Each night a child is born is a holy night. The story is this same helpless human being grew up to exemplify the best in human beings as he traveled the world with his day, identifying with the poor and the lowly and the dispossessed, saying we're all cared about, we're all loved, we all deserve to live in a world of peace and justice. For me, the gist of the Jesus story is that we each have within us the power and the strength of the human spirit to grow up and show forth in our lives the better, if not the best, qualities of human living. I know it takes a certain amount of faith to believe that, but it's a faith worth having. This is why the story was born and continues to be told, to encourage us to keep having faith in ourselves. And so tonight we celebrate the story of a child who came to be called the light of the world. The human challenge in this story is for each of us to bring our lights into the world as well. For if there is to be a light of the world, we are it. Not just us in this room, but all human beings of many faiths and practices who hope for a brighter day for all of humanity. We're going to sing about that hope now as we each light a candle that will symbolize the light we possess within ourselves and that we seek to shine forth. Dona nobis pacem, give us peace. And then after the candles are lit, we will stand and sing together one verse of Silent Night to remind us of the story that was born many years ago, the story we need to be living today. Our choir will help us sing Dona. I ask the ushers to come forward to light our candles.